Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. I'm glad to see you all. You know, I was listening to the news this week, reading the paper, and it seems like every week there's another shooting somewhere. Something happens. Some hate is done against an individual or a group of individuals. You see, I see a country, a world that's full of unhappy and dissatisfied people. It has nothing to do with the guns that were used or the knife that was used to kill the people in that attack in Europe. It has to do with the falling condition of mankind, the emptiness, the sorrow that fills every one of us that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. People everywhere in every country are looking to fill the emptiness in their life with something, whether it's materialism and wealth or pleasure, enjoyment, or power and prestige. And when it doesn't come, they turn to other things. With power comes hatred and a disrespect for those around us. Greed comes wanting more and more, and you walk over the people that stand between you and the wealth that you think that you need, the wealth that you think you deserve. It's a fallen condition, but everyone seems to have an idea of how to fill that emptiness in their lives, that yearning that they just can't quite fill. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to me, but its end is the way of death." All these schemes that the mankind comes up with, men and women, to fill that emptiness, to fill that void, if it's not of God, it's of man, and it leads to death. But there is an answer to that eternal question: how do I find happiness and satisfaction? We find it in John 10:10. He says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Life more abundantly. What did Jesus mean when he says that? Abundant life. The dictionary tells us that abundant is defined as more than enough. It's ample. It's overfilling. It comes from a Latin word that means to overflow. So this tells me that when we refer to that in reference to our lives, to Christian lives, that means we have a life that's complete, not lacking anything, a life that is so full, it's overflowing with the things of God. You know, we just sung that, "My breath is for you." You stop and think, every breath you take, every second of every day, the Holy Spirit is breathing with you. He's inside of you. So what about this abundance of life? If the Holy Spirit is with us when we breathe, wouldn't he be with us seeking out this fuller, happier life, this fulfillment that comes from God? But the good news is that Jesus did come to save us. That's great news. But he also came to give us an abundant life. That's like a second blessing. Look at this. Eternal life plus abundant life, abundant living. It doesn't get any better than that. You're going to live forever with Jesus Christ. You're going to live with God. But before we get there, we're going to have abundant life right here on earth. But we have to want it. We have to look for it. I think many Christians don't believe it's even available to us. I look around and I see some pretty sour Christians with some pretty bad outlooks because they don't embrace what has been given to us. Jesus said, "Come, I come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That tells me that God wants his children, us, to have a life full of happiness, peace, and genuine friendship with God. And more than that, genuine friendship with each other. And through Jesus, it's still available to us today, just like when he walked this earth. It can be done. Jesus came to do it. And we, as Christians, can have that quality of abundant life. So I'm telling you this morning, there really is an abundant life. It really exists. And I believe there's Christians all around us. If we look around, we'll see people that have discovered that and embraced that and are living an abundant life. An abundant life is living life that's filled with the things that are good for us. And we all know what that is. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, compassion, purity, humility, modesty, faith, character, wisdom, enthusiasm, dignity, optimism, confidence, and above that, a relationship with God. In other words, abundant life is full of all those things that money can't buy. No matter how much money you have, you can't buy more patience, more self-control, and you sure can't buy salvation. You can't go into a hardware store and buy wisdom or hope. It's not available for those things. But we can possess all these qualities. We can get all these from God, who is the giver of all things. Bible says in James 1:17 that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. No variation. What does that mean? It means it doesn't matter who you are or where you are in this life. It's available to you. The same it is to me, the same it is to the one sitting in the front and the one sitting in the back. It's available to everybody equally. So I want to know, are you in pursuit of the abundant life, or have you kind of just given up and living day by day? The abundant life is free from the things that are bad for us. Selfishness, hatred, lust, jealousy, fear, drunkenness, greed, gossiping, slander, pessimism, and despair. The more of these negative qualities that are part of your behavior, the farther you are away from living this abundant life. They interfere with your relationship with God and with who you are in Christ and who you are with that Holy Spirit that's dwelling inside of you. That's a conflict that has to be overcome. At one time, the people in Corinth had such a conflict. They lived a life that was full of wickedness and evil. But when Jesus was introduced to these people by the grace of God, they were able to free themselves, change their lives, change their immoral actions. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6:11, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And I'm telling you, if the Corinthians could be washed and cleansed, we can too. Nothing has changed from that time to this day. God is the same, Jesus is the same, and the Holy Spirit is the same. It doesn't matter what it is, that the negative things that come into your life, say hot-tempered, God can change that in you. It's no longer an excuse to say, this is who I am and I can't change that. You must accept me as I am. No, we don't. And you don't either. Because you have the power of the Holy Spirit to help you overcome, to help you reach out and live this abundant, full life with Christ. Everybody can be free from whatever personal weakness it is that you have. The world tells us too many times that we cannot overcome, but it's a lie. It's a lie of Satan. Examine yourselves and see your weaknesses and understand that the power of the Holy Spirit is there to help you. The Word of God is right here to lead you away from that weakness and to strengthen you. And that's one of the benefits of living that abundant life. That life free of the temptation and the weaknesses that we have. See, the abundant life is found in Christ and nowhere else. Everyone that does not have Christ in their life will not be able to experience true abundant living. There's no doubt that there's many non-Christians can experience some happiness and satisfaction in their lives. We see it all the time. But you look at those people and you'll see this because they practice the qualities of that abundant life. They'll display patience and integrity, maybe kindness. And maybe they avoid those things that drag down a person's life, such as pessimism and substance abuse. They manage to avoid all that in their life, and they put on this aura of a good, happy life. But the facts are that Jesus said, unless we believe in him, we will all die in our sins. So these non-Christians that have this illusion of a fulfilled, abundant life, we have to remember that it's limited in quality and it's definitely limited in time. The facts are, if you do not have the saving grace of Jesus Christ, you're spiritually dead and unable to experience abundant life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In Christ, the abundant life is waiting for you. And God invites us to experience this abundant life. Every day you wake up, there's an invitation from God right there beside your bed saying, son or daughter, I want you to live an abundant life today. I want you to experience the richness that I've laid forward on your plate. I want you to experience this today. In 1 Timothy, it said, God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Now, that's a loving God. But we have to understand and believe that he wants us to be rewarded every day. Rewarded with his presence, with his joy. In Philippians, we're commanded to rejoice in the Lord always. I'm happy to do that. What about you? Rejoice and rejoice. But unfortunately, many Christians are still missing out on the abundant life because they don't believe it's available to them. But we're all invited to discover it. It's available to all of God's children, no matter your circumstances in life. And it's a hard concept for many Christians to accept. Many assume that abundant life is dependent on our circumstances or fate or luck, their bank accounts, or their status in life, or even in their health. And those things are highly valued in our world, in our lives. But that's not what our abundant living is based on. Jesus said what's highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. Wealth, power, status, and worldly pleasures have nothing to do with the abundant life. Abundant life means there's an abundance of something, and that's the life that you live, not the things that you own. The Christian that truly demonstrates living abundant life is living life to the fullest, is guided by the Holy Spirit. We're not merely existing or just trying to make a living. In Matthew, Jesus said not to worry about our life, what we eat or what we'll drink or what we'll wear. If we allow ourselves to be preoccupied with our day-to-day living, what we consider the basic necessities, as long as we worry about those, we'll not be able to enjoy the abundant life. We need to stop worrying about what we have, what we eat, and what we wear, and rely on Jesus Christ, on God Almighty, to meet those needs. Understand that His promises will be fulfilled. We cannot allow the urgent, those things in life that we think are urgent, to control our lives. Every morning, get up and read that note from God that says, I want you to have an abundant life today. I will give you everything you need. But you guys haven't seen that note beside your bed? You haven't? Then you need to move this book to your bedstand. That's where the note's at. It's written to every one of us. I read that note every day. Maybe not in this book, but maybe on my computer, but I read it somewhere. You guys get daily devotionals? There's a note in there from God for you, personally for you every day. We have open windows here. I know everybody can get them on their cell phones. They're free. You have no excuse for not having a note from God every day that says, I love you. I want to take care of you. I want to make you stronger in the Word. But there's some things that abundant life isn't. It's not necessarily a life of comfort and ease. We all know that sometimes we gotta, as they say, go through the fire. So it burns away the impurities that are inside of us. And that's not pleasant. And I don't like it. But I still have my love note from God that says, I got you right here. You're in my hand. I'll take care of you. And you'll be made stronger on the other side. You'll be more free from them impurities. You'll be closer to me when it's all done. Abundant life isn't relying on our outside circumstances. What happens to you is not nearly as important as how you respond to what happened. You can respond in the way of the world, or you can respond in the way of the Holy Spirit. Some of the greatest men in our times grew up in poverty or extreme hardships and went on to be great men. Abundant life is not necessarily glamorous, flashy or outwardly impressive. The abundant life can be that small and narrow gate that Jesus told about in Matthew. It's hard to see and hard to find. It takes some effort to notice it. It takes some effort to find that abundant life. There's no flashing lights to guide you there. And here's one that you may not want to hear. It's not necessarily obtained quickly. We can receive our eternal life fairly quickly with some faith and believing in Jesus Christ. But it's not always that way with the abundant life. It may take a few years or more years for a person to experience it, because the process takes more time for some than it does others. But don't allow it to discourage you. Just think about a person who's 100 pounds overweight. It'll take them longer to reach their ideal goal than someone who's over, only 10 pounds overweight. But nevertheless, that goal can be reached no matter how long it takes. Keep your eye on the prize, that abundant living. The same way, it may take longer for some because they carry around a little bit more spiritual baggage. And maybe some of that baggage is a little bit harder to turn loose. Point is, from now, in a few years from now, the Lord willing, you're going to be a few years older. And two things are possible. You'll either be a few years older and enjoying an abundant life, or you'll be a few years older and still not have it. But the thing is, the choice is yours. The choice is yours to make. There's not a magic formula for achieving abundant life. Matthew 7:11 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good gifts or good things to those who ask him?" God knows how to give good gifts. He offered you everlasting life, and he offers you an abundant life. For you, those of you who have experienced this abundant life, I praise God and I thank God. But for some that have yet to discover that abundant life, the most important thing you can do right now, if you don't know Jesus Christ, is to agree that he is Lord and Savior and to accept him into your life, that you can accept, you can enjoy life to the fullest. And for those of us who are Christians that don't yet understand how to achieve abundant life, it's time right now to confer with the Holy Spirit, to pray. Allow him to guide you. Our verse, John 10:10, says the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that's the world. Satan does not want you to have this abundant life. Satan does not want you to be a complete functioning Christian. You're a danger to him. But Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." If you've already accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, then an abundant life is available to you. Trust me on this one. I got it from a good word. One of my favorite scriptures is Mark 11:24. It says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." The closer we get to abundant life, the closer we get to the Holy Spirit guiding every word that comes out of our mouth. And when we pray these things, we'll be praying the things that God wants us to have. And he will joyfully give them to us. He will enable that abundant, overflowing life that he promises. So I'm asking you today, are you seeking after the abundant life? Let's do a little life check before we dismiss. Do you feel stressed out? Bored? Are you always tired? Has all the joy left you? Has your Christian service become drudgery? Now think back to when you felt the joy and excitement in your Christian life. What is different from then to now? What has changed? What has changed from that point to this point? But I'm going to tell you, God hasn't moved. God is right where he was when you were experiencing that joy in your life. And he's waiting for you to come back to that point. That's all on you, not him. Something has crept into your life like a thief in the night that stole your joy, stole your happiness, and blocks you from having an abundant life. Now, do you want to return to that point in your life, that point of joy when the spiritual fire burned bright? It's going to take a little work on your part, and it might as well start today as tomorrow. It might as well start right now before we say amen at the end of the service. Look for the positives. Don't dwell on the negatives. What you did in the past is gone. It's over with. You can't change it. God won't change it. It happened. Have you asked God to forgive you? If the answer is yes, you're forgiven. Now just shove it aside and don't pick it back up. It's over. It's done. Don't let the past block you from your abundant living. The second thing is, get your Bible out and read it. That's your instructions. Everybody laughs at men, you know, we won't pick up instructions when we buy something to build or we're going to work on the car. I don't want any instructions. But men, pick up this instruction book. You can't fake this one. You can't just put parts together and take them back apart and hope you get it right somewhere down the road. It ain't going to happen. These are instructions for life. And the last thing I want to tell you today, pray always. Talk to God. Sometimes as Christians, we forget that He's available to talk to us, to speak with us. I don't know if you've experienced this in your life or not, but how many times have you prayed to God? And maybe the next day or the next, you open your Bible up and you start to read and you go, aha, there's the answer right there in the instruction manual. I should have read that in the first place. Some people wiser than we are, Preston. So, abundant life, it's yours. You can have it. But you just have to focus on the right things. You have to focus on the right person, the person of Jesus Christ, the right father. I know we love our parents. I know we love our fathers. But there's one father that's above them all, and that's the spiritual Father God. And we need to seek Him. I want to tell you this morning, it's time for a revival in your life. And that comes with a promise. We have a promise of life. And we have a promise of abundant living. And I'm still blown away by that. Life is so great. Everlasting life, how precious. And what a great gift. But then God just puts that much icing on top of it and says, you can have an abundant life while you're here on earth serving me. Let's all stand together. Heavenly Father, our Creator, our God, you love your children so much. You desire us all to come and to be with you. You pour out your love, your knowledge. You pour out yourself into us, Father. You've given us everlasting life. And even more, you've added abundant life. Now, Father, I just thank you for these opportunities. I thank you for this chance to rise above the turmoil of this world. And to hold on to you, to walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit as we experience your love and that abundant life that you've promised us. Father, I pray for everyone here, our eyes would be open, our hearts would be open, that we would all seek you out, that we would all read your instruction manual, that we would truly understand, we truly discover and embrace the abundant life. It's in Jesus' name and I pray. Amen.